Shir of the Rosh Yeshiva and Sanhedrin, Hey Adar Hei Tov Shin Mem Dalad, February 8th, 1984, on Wednesday.
So, Mishnah says that the requirement of Tishrei Chirei applies to the Nomines just as it applies to the Nifoshes. Mabi the Nomines and the Nifoshes. So, a number of differences between the Nomines and the Nifoshes. The Nomines, the Shreisha. The Nifoshes, the Eskama Shreisha. So, the Nomines requires only three, and the Nifoshes requires Eskama Shreisha. The Nomines Peschim Beni Schultz Ben Lechim. Now, whenever Sanhedrin has to be down in person, so there are two minyan. One minyan is, when I say minyan, I don't mean minyan like in the sense of 10 people to down in the tzibur. Minyan means when everybody expresses his opinion and the vote is taken, if I'm allowed to use that expression. So, is first there is a shakl tal by the Sanhedrin. Now let's say somebody is Bechal Shabbos. Was Bechal Shabbos and the Ibn Rocher of Kibbu. So it's Mochoshim Tzachol Gufo. So first the Sanhedrin have to discuss whether Mochoshim Tzachol Gufo is Chayev or Potter. So that discussion is a discussion like Isav Heta. It has nothing to do with that person, whether that person is guilty or not guilty. The Shaila and the theoretical level. So some of the members of Sanhedrin say, we pass like Rav Shimon, let's say, and some will say, no, we pass like Rav Judah. So that's a discussion, the Shakuritaria, the Masalmah. The Masalmah. Now, suppose when the Masalmah takes place, and the whole of Sanhedrin say, out of the opinion that the Aloch is like Hashimet, that the Aloch Hashimet Tzrich on the Gufo is for that, so then he's made acquitted. The guilty party, the accused, is acquitted. So they don't have to proceed any further. But suppose in the Masal Matan, so the vote is that the Aloch is like a beauty, that the Aloch Hashimet Tzrich on the Gufo is Chayet, so then they cannot have the Mardin discussion the same day, but they have to wait for the next day. Maybe overnight, so some of the members of the Sanhedrin who are of the opinion that the Aloche is Lohosh Mitzvichal Gufo is Chayev, maybe they'll change their mind. So by the Foshes, by the Mamanes, so the same day, the Masal Matan and the Mardin discussions take place the same day. And in the process, there is a requirement that the Masumat Minyan and the Gmardin Minyan cannot be on the same day. So they have to wait till the next day. The next day, so again, they assemble the Sanhedrin, and then they start discussing in regard to the accused part. That's the Gmardin. So both the Nimomines and the Nimfoshes require two million a discussion in the Masalmat. In the Masalmat, so it's like any other child in Israel. And if the result of that million is that his father has made it, the accused party is acquitted, there's nothing else to discuss. But if the Achroya by the Rov is that Moshe's Raguf is Chayev, so they are through with the theoretical question. But now they have to discuss, the next day, they have to discuss in respect to the accused party. Is it Chayev or is it not Chayev? So that's the next part. So, the Nimomenes, Bishleisha, Nimfoshia, Sishleisha. The Nimomenes basically Bailey schools Bailey Lechim. In other words, the Nimomenes, so you can start, so the one who is the Chayev can express his opinion first. But by the Moshes there is a law that you cannot, the one that is the Chayev cannot express his opinion first. the one that is mischus has to express his opinion. Pesli, bein mischus bein lechim. The first is pesli mischus bein pesli lechim. Suppose someone he is convinced that he's high, but he has to wait. He has to be patient. He cannot express his opinion. First, we have to express the opinion mischus. The moment is matin al pi echad, bein mischus bein lechim. The first is matin al pi echad mischus al pi shnayim lechim. In other words, suppose now it's in heaven, so that 23. Suppose 11, let's say chay, and 12. Say, potea, she's just his eye. So the margin of the rov is how many? One. But suppose 11 say potea and 12 say chayet, is a rov, there is a bare majority. But the margin of the majority is just one. So that's our loch. And in the process, there has to be at least three. So as a matter of fact, we cannot even visualize. In the case of 23 Sanhedrin, the being done that they should be Yetzel Chivor on the basis of the margin of the two. Because either it's 11 against 12, or it's 10 against 13. So how can we visualize that it should be by a margin of two? Suppose we cannot come to Ahoy. Let's say, what's the law? Now there are 23. And suppose you cannot come to Ahoy, so you have to make it again. And they can again they cannot come to Ahoy, so you have to make it again. And then they discuss it. So where you are Macy from 23, then it's possible that the Ahoy of the Chivor should be on the basis of the margin of two. But normally, where there are only 23, Sanhedrin discussing the question, so it's not Shayach that he should get to the Chiv on the basis of the margin of two. It has to be on the margin of three, because margin of one, he cannot be into the Chiv. So then it has to be 10 against 13. 10 against 13. Some melee, on the basis of the margin of two. But suppose of the 23 Sanhedrin, so 20, let's say 11 say chayit, and 11 say potter, that's 22, and one says any idea, so he's not counted. So then we are missing for another two. So then it's possible that there should be Yetzer L'Chivo on the basis of the margin of two. But there's the halacha. In the rise, that in order to machriya lechivo, there has to be a margin of two, a majority margin of two, not of one. But with schools, so you have a margin of one, a majority margin of one, is not. Alright. So the moment is matna peah, then with schools benefit. In the process, matna peah of the schools, the Mishnah lechivo. The moment is Marzirin Bein Yisfuz Bein Lechid. The first is Marzirin Yisfuz Bein Marzirin Lechid. By the way, suppose this in the moment. Paskin Shalom. And then after the Paskin, they realize that they made a mistake. So they retract their Psagdi. They retract their Psagdi. Whether the Toyas was that they were Mizaki or they shouldn't have been Mizaki, or the Toyas consisted in the fact that the only chayev when they shouldn't have been chayev. Masheinkin, and foshes. So there is a special zatzakosi. The moki, the tzadik, and the harak. So in other words, so from that the gemore deduces two halachas. That if, let's say, the Sanhedrin declared the chayev, and then, after they were given the din, the chayvah, they realized they made a mistake, or some members of the Sanhedrin feel it means them. So then they have to be chayiv. They have to chayiv. But suppose the Sanhedrin acquitted someone, and then they realize they made a mistake, they cannot be chayiv anymore. Kiddush yotzen besin zakai. So he's leilam moed, but of course, if other eidim come and they testify as to another maisa vere, so of course he can be chayiv. But for that maisa vere, once the Sanhedrin rendered the decision of acquittal, so then he is not. So he cannot be chayiv. That is deduced from the Yoki Altar. In other words, if originally they declared the Yoki Altar, even though they realized that they made a mistake. Now, and then from Tzadik Altaik, so we learn out that if the Sanhedrin declared them guilty, and then they realized they made a mistake, so then they achiz. Now the Gemara says, I want to discuss it because that's very important, it casts light on the whole thing. So the Gemara says, we have the Lufin Mesis. Lufin Mesis. Mesis is just the reverse. Mesis is Magiach, is Chayiv skill. So suppose the Sanhedrin will done a Mesis in Magiach. And for some reason they felt that he's put out this. And they acquitted him. Then, after the acquittal, they realized they made a mistake. They can be chayzeya and be done. And suppose the Sanhedrin declared him guilty, and then they realized they made a mistake. So the halacha is they're not chayzeya. Why? Because meis madiach. The Torah says loisachmil is chasam. Now we have to understand it. What does it mean? Isachm is chasalov. So he can just grab a person and kill him. Isachm is chasalov. He has to be chayiv mise. If they may be shleim in the din, that if Sanhedrin originally acquitted the mises. And then they realize they made a mistake. So they can be done. You understand? Because here, they made a mistake. But the special dress apostle, Vinyoki Altahave, that once he's acquitted, he cannot be mishayev again. So by Mises it doesn't apply. But in the case where they were game of dinim l'nisi, and then they realize made a mistake, so we say l'sachm l'chazalot, kill him anyway. Doesn't make sense. What's the pshat? Of course, I'm not asking any kashas on the Torah, but we have to understand what the Torah says. What did the Torah say? That we have to kill him, even though he's not chayev l'nisi, chas v'shalom. So the pshat is, we see from this deal. Now what does it mean? Suppose Sanhedrin is game of being the person is, and he's executed, he gets killed, he gets slave, he gets held, he gets offended. Then years later, it turns out that the Sanhedrin realized he made a big mistake, he wasn't chayiv mise. So what does it mean? The Sanhedrin is now rotzken, even though they never killed the Yadayim, because Yadayim didn't hear the Moshe. Alright, but they are giving of Chesed. But they are losing. What can they do? We be unsafe. At that time they are convinced. It's not right. They're not right. The halacha is, you see, there is a Gemara about Shimon Shotach, you know, that the son of Shimon Shotach, so he's David, and then Shimon Shotach felt that they needed more false witnesses, but he still didn't want to pater his son, because they were witnesses and there was no akoshe. Right, that Gemara is difficult anyway. But what does it mean, Shimon Mishotah, in order not to show Masiponim, so just allow the son to be killed, just in Tzirche, I mean, it's considerable. So we see from that when Sanhedrin, in good faith, believes, that is convinced that a certain person is highly insane, even though Klap Ishmael is Gali, that they made a mistake. And then, furthermore, later on, so the Sanhedrin themselves realized that they made a mistake. But since, in good faith, they expressed their opinion that he was Chayiv Mise, even though on an ideal level he was not Chayiv Mise, But they, so-and-so, so that the Mardin itself is Mechayimzi. The Mardin itself is Mechayimzi. The Horaya, the Gemara has to resort to a special Tazakosma. Pinoki Altari. The Tzadik Altari. Why do we need a Kosma? The Sanhedrin made a mistake. So is an innocent person. How do you kill him? No. If not for the special Tazakosma, Pinoki Tzadik Altari, I would say, no, he's not innocent. If the Sanhedrin in good faith decides that he's Chayim Niseh, so that Achoy itself is Mechayim Niseh, even though on an ideal level he's innocent. That's the Allah of Madi. And that's true in the Momenes and in the Fashis. That's in the Momenes, so there's the next step, very complicated up. So there's a difference between Tov Shvadas, Tov Vidvah Mishneh, but so a Tov Shvadas, so he is not chazed. He cannot retract. But the Dayonim have to. So, but the Dayonim are the Chayv or the Akota. And Tov Mishneh, so the Din is chazed. So they retract the Psa. They retract the Psa. So we see that Bez has to have another million and discuss it again and be mivatil the original Psa. But until Bez has another million, and is mivatel the first psak, so the first psak is the fact. But they made a mistake. But the Mardin itself is Mechayel, Mome Mechayel Nisek. So really, if we didn't have Exel Sakosu of Pinocchio Sarif Altari, I would say, never mind that they realized they made a mistake. But the mistake was not Chas V'Sholem. Hypocritical mistake, has we shown. It was a good faith mistake. So Mele, and the Torah was given al das Chachmei Yisrael. So Mele, if they sincerely believe that he's Chayim Nisei, so then he was Chayim Nisei. Even though if Lapishmai is Gali at an ideal level, then he was there. There's the law. Achiram Lahakis. Whether they make a mistake or they don't make a mistake. But there is a special Zasa Kosuf that flee the Sanhedrin and find out that they made a mistake, they become obligated to have another minyan, another discussion, and retract the Psalm. But until the original Mardin is retracted, so it remains no innocence. Some Mele, only because of the Zasa Kosuf of the Nokhil Sanhedrin, some Mele, the Zasa Kosuf of the Sachner, the Sachasalot, implies that this is a person not from Sarif Atai does not apply to Macy's Madiah. So Mele, if the Sanhedrin original was given a delay of the Macy's and Nisei, so Mele became a real Nisei, even though later on they find out that they made a mistake, but not from Sarif Atai doesn't apply to Macy's Madiah. Because of the Sachin's Chazalot. So Mele, he's executed anyway. So unless you execute an innocent person, Chas V'Sholem, you're not executing an innocent person. He's Chayim. He's Chayim Nisei, even though at its inception, the Achroyev, the Mardin, by the Sanhedrin, was grounded in mistake. That's the Exos HaKosuv. That's the Exos HaKosuv. Achiram Lahakis, that's all. So that is Allah. The woman is Hakim Lambus Fus the Chayba. The Nifosh is Hakim Lambus Fus in Hakim Lambus Fus. In other words, suppose a Bezni Shalshleisha sits in session. And let's say the Bezni Shalshleisha happens to be the biggest Hakim Yisrael. Biggest Hakim Yisrael. And then, not one member of the Bezni thinks of a certain point in Aloch, an account of which the defendant is Potter or Chayim, but there is one brilliant Talmid sitting before them, and he has a stroke of genius, and he thinks that he has a point as to why he should be Chayim, should be Potter. So the Aloch soon don't say, you're not a member of the person, you have to keep quiet, that's for sure. No, if he thinks of a point, so he has to say it. Bein is who's there. That's in the mouth. But suppose the But suppose the Sanhedrin sits in session in Poshes. And there are a number of Talmidim. The usual procedure was that the Talmidim of the Sanhedrin used to sit before them. I mean, they got the Shimushim that way. So the Sanhedrin is convinced that he's high reason. And then there is one brilliant Talmud who knows of the reason as to why the defendant, the accused party, should be acquitted. So he has to say it. But suppose the Sanhedrin is of the opinion that he has to be exposed, but a brilliant Talmud has a raya from a certain Gemara that it has to be the chayvo, he's not allowed to say. It's all because of the extra halachas in the process of the shofto aido vitzilei. Alright. So, the moment is hakam lamu sfus vechei, in the process hakam lamu sfus and hakam lamu chayvo. The moment is ham lamit chayvo, ham lamit sfus, vam lamit sfus, lamit chayvo. And we suppose he changes his opinion. He can change his opinion. But in the process, am lamet chayvom lamet zchus. Abo, am lamet zchus in yochel azel ulom lamet chayvom. Anyways, let's say the discussion the Masa Matan started at the time of Matan Mom. And one member of the Sanhedrin expressed his view with zchus. Then at 3 o'clock, yes, the discussion is still going on. Oh, the question is minding. He forgot to say anymore. He forgot the certain cases of the Rajah. And because of that, so the defendant is silenced. So he cannot say it. But if he expressed his opinion, the Chaymah, and then reminded himself hours later, now it's not Chay Chaymah, there's an extra point here. So then he can say it. Right. In the moment is Domin Biyain, Vigimrim Balaylo. Even though Balaylo, you cannot down, you cannot start the Torah of Balaylo. But to finish it, yes. But in the Foshes, Domin Biyain, Vigimrim Biyain. In the moment is Gimrim Biyain, Bailey Spurs Bailachim. That's what I mentioned before. In the Foshes, Gimrim Biyain, Spurs. Because there are two minyanim, two discussions. One discussion is the discussion of Masomat. So, and then another minyan, discussion of the Gmardin. The Gmardin. So the halacha is, if let's say the result of the minyan of Masomat is the Chayvo, so they cannot have a discussion of Gmardin the same day, but they have to sleep overnight. To give them an opportunity, maybe overnight some of them who are the chayvah will realize that he can give his schools. The first game they give his schools in Shlach and the chayvah. The fifth and then they are Shabbos or they are Jump. The moment is that women are parents, they are still in a bubble. The first must still in a tzad. Maskil Nagol. In other words, the main halacha is that by Nefoshes you cannot start from the Gaon. In other words, this is something that Martin Gartner has written power up, you know why. Let's say if there's any question, it must appear, and sometimes it's such a major question, it's the Gaon Nefoshes. So, first, he has the Gdeim to pass. The senior members, the Shach, the Arebe, I mean this one. And then the younger members, naturally the younger members will not have the chutzpah to disagree with the Gdeim, even though the Gdeim there is no easier to disagree with the God. But that's human nature anyway. So the halacha is like this. Even in the moment is, you can start Nagod. You can start Nagod. But in the Foshes, you're not allowed to start Nagod. It's allowed. The more you learn is out by Foshes, it's a special out. You cannot start from the world. Because human nature is such. Even among Tzadikim, job. Who sits in Sanhedrin? Tzaddikim. Daily, I mean, daily is hard. But human nature is human nature. Even the tzaddik and the goyim and the good lador. So, might feel inhibited to be chilek on his superior. He would not be conscious of it. If he had been conscious of it, so he wouldn't do it. Chas v'shalom. I mean, how can you falsify the baruch just because out of respect for it? But unconsciously, he'll become inhibited intellectually. Intellectually become inhibited. So Mele, by the Mephoshes, the baruch is that the younger members have to express their opinion first, and then the older means not a question of age. It's a question of seniority and chokhmah, and wisdom, and ideas at all. Not age. Age doesn't matter. I mean, one member might be 25 years old, now one might be 85 years old. But the 25-year-old is superior than chokhmah. So it's the older ones in chokhmah. And the fortress must still not stop. Hakel chin loading the nemomenes, bin hakel chin loading the fortress. In other words, in a moment, so even someone who is a psul yuchsu, let's say mamzer, can be loved. It's not possible. Mamma comes for him, can you give him one? But in the first years, if he has a psul yuchsu, he cannot be done. Cannot see this in there. Alright, now the more. More as a cash. In the moment is me being on the visual here. Here the Mishnah says, "Ever the moment is I'm in fortune with the visual here." Is that so? Is that so? That the moment requires visual here. Do you mean? Star shes mani kosu behal nisim nishit. If ne star bez man is the first of nisim nishit here, ubo even the omru, then two mazim and another kat come and say to the first kat, hey, hat me yidi, al star ze, that there was, let's say, al boy, and the first of nisim nishit here, but the yei plaini, the first of nisim nishit here, in normal use of play, let's say the cat, the star, it was mentioned that Ruben borrowed $1,000 from Shimon on the first of Nisan, the shooting year in Yerushalayim. So then another cat comes and says to them, how could you say that? That on the first of Nisan there was a boy, there was a field, a shield in Yerushalayim, on the first of Nisan, we war with you in Israel. So he cannot be in both places at the same time. That's a zone. He had been a star zone and he made his own thing. Star kosher, a veil of cherry. Chayshinon, shemu yechu, hukas fuo. Now there's a machlik is rashi in this. What does it mean? Chayshinon, shemu yechu, hukas fuo. The echo of the nisi. Now my wife is a little bit of a Balmo. Like it's own. So now what is the right hand now?
336. Last? Almost 336.
Alright, fine. So we have Nisi Mishnit. Coming for a Shamayim at a Shnit. She's money costumes, money of Fia, she licht out the Echo Nisi Mishnit. Deitzi balchim al chaveri al dimash. Now the question is, it doesn't make sense. We are assuming that Jews are shimmy teo mitzvahs, not like today. I mean, you can find anything. I mean, you can find Rabbonim who write out the promissory note. I saw it myself. Rabbonim who wrote promissory note and they obligate themselves to pay interest, 10% interest. I mean, every half year, I mean, just something like that. Then I asked him how to do it. What did I say? There was no Hetaisk. And if there was Hetaisk, so the Hetaisk was put on the wall, like in the big room, you know. He put up the sign, Hetaisk, everything is good. Anyway, so then The Gemara is assuming that Jews are Shemitah or Mitzvah. Shemitah or Mitzvah. So it doesn't make sense. What is it? Shemitah, Shemitah is Mishamei. So how can there be Ishtar? It's Mishamei. The Rabbi is Mishamei. He says, Shvi is Oysa. So it's Mari Yachiyach, and look by the end of the Mishnah Shvi. Maybe he's not praying Al Haveri Al Dimashmi. The answer is, yes, of course, you can visualize. Many cases where Shemitah is not Mishamei. Let's say if somebody is Malve and Mashmi, so then Shemitah is not Mishamei. Well, the Puzzle. Hero was Mishamei Puzzle, suppose. He administered a Purizma. Shalom Shantase, Shviz, Oishiyiyaz, Mane, Rigme, Skinem, Oishashono, Shal Shviz. Ushviz, Benisne, Mishamet, Shalom Seifu. And there is another case. The Aloch is, the Chvite cancels the debt only at the end of the year. The end of the year, the last moment of the year, cancels the debt. Suppose the smart oil, the maturity of the debt, the way took place in the Shemitah year, but it was only for less than a year. So we chewed the debt before the end of the year. So then there is no cancellation by Shemitah. We should save Shemitah. So the Shemitah is Shemitah. Oy she hitia zman en libis kirim vish ha-shomer shal Shemitah. Ushanis vish v'nisim vish ha-lebes 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 vish ha-lebes. So the halacha means that it's kosher. Why? Hashinon shemo yichu v'kusru. The kelim l'chein also, Rashi explained it in a very strange way. Oh, that was the machir of Rashi. The kelim l'chein, ro amir v'limok v'akosu v'shta. V'hut ha'olein v'lichtiv shta. V'yichu v'mekisru. Ad echo b'nis, v'yichosmu v'limokim sh'inim ha'mazim. V'v'kosru shim ha'mokim sh'lichtiv v'yashta. In other words, whatever. The Shtar says that there was Halvoye, the Echad Benisi, in Yerushalayim. And then the Mazim say, Imono Elisem, in Mitzrayim, the Echad Benisi. So it's still kosher. Why? Because we say it's very likely that the meal that took place. The meal that took place Be'achot Yod a month before, and the meal that took place Be'achot Yod Me'achum can say Adarbis. So in other words, he because who be mocking Shem and Hamazim, and then they wrote the Shtar Mitzray and Adarbis. Because who Shem and mocking Shem and Hamazim. Of course, the proper thing is to write the place where the Shtar is executed, not the place where the Alvoyeh is. Suppose the Alvoyeh takes place in San Francisco, and the Shtar is written in Chicago, so you have to write Chicago, not San Francisco. But it's possible that they did it the other way. In other words, that the Alvoyeh took place the Echad Yod. So, Kotsu Shibamot, Kotsu, so the Kodim Lachem Roa Nurem, Kot Makos and Bishta, so the Alvoyeh took place Echad Yod, not Echad Yod. And when the Alvoyeh took place, the Alvoyeh took place in Yerushalayim. But the Milveh, that way it took place, I mean, the Echad Yod there, in Yerushalayim, the Kidim Lachem Roa Amirim, Gav Yishta, Dut Aurim Yich Tishta, Yichum, in case of the Hamis, because who we mock him Shemim in Amazim, but they wrote it in Echad Yishin, in Mitzrayim, but they didn't mention in the Shta, that it was written in Yerushalayim. But because Hashem Amok Yim Shemim in Yashta, Hashem Amok Yim Shemim in Yerushalayim, ואחר כך דברים בגיטה, כי יספיסו בהנה, סוגה בהנה. But that's the proper thing. But it's not possible if it's not written that way. ואחר כך דברים במילה בשירה, מילה בקוסר בשירה ולמיסו בו. והיא איזה פרק פרמחים, שיובילו ליעזון, ולרעים רבה ולרעים 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 how do you become Dazomeh at all? We explain it. So he says it will have the appearance of Dazomeh. It will have the appearance of Dazomeh. Alright, Moshe said. Now let's see what Tesis says. Hashimu Shemichu, Kirshakuncha Sikhu, Minukti, Badeha, Minisi. Because who we walk in Shemu Mazi, Valkhimun Doha, Avon Yishleima Akahim to get Poshim, Shtarsh is money costing by the Shabbos, we pass over the Tishre, Shtamiucha will be Kosha, Rochanam is Shtarze Lichta, Lichniyahu Minisi Shal Shmite, and walk in a costing by Shtar, who means Okishi Gia, Echo Minisi Shal Shmite, שוז פאנ של שטאר הויט מיס מוקי צולט מוק מאך סו טייס איז נאָר געשען דרמא דרעל אויב געשען דיי אקספליין די מורה ווערי סימפל נאָט דער טייער דאס איז וואס סו מיקסט אפ און די דיווטע טן די מענטשן די סיטי די מענטשן די סיטי וואס אַ ווייט פלייס נאָט די סיטי וואָר די אקזעקיושן פון שטאר דע פלייס באט In other words, they vote that the Alvoye and the execution of the Shtar took place on the board. But they post-date that, like one post-dates a check. He writes a future date. So everything was in the place. It was in Yerushalayim. It was written in Yerushalayim. But the question is, how could they have been written? And how could our way of taking place in Yerushalayim now missing? Now missing the long time? The answer is, it was written in the Alvoye and the execution of the Shtar, the writing of the Shtar, that he was aiding, took place not in Alvoye. It took place in Alvoye, the war in Yerushalayim. But instead of putting in the date of Alvoye, they put the date of Alvoye, they post-dated it. So if it's post-dated, so it's kosher. So it's kosher. Oh. That's what Tetzvah and all the regimes are. Now let's see. Then let's see Rashi again. Explains the Gemara in a special way. These are guys of the English of Jireh. Now, all the Rishonim explain the Gemara. This requires explanation. The Gemara mentions a possible way of explaining the Shtar. But who says that it was that way? Maybe it wasn't that way. So why do we assume that it was that way? Why aren't we thinking that it was that way? The answer is because there is a loche of Eidi Machsuno Ashtar Nasik Dachter Vesubibes. So the fact, like, there are many loches Chazokim, Chizim Shtar, and Nasik Dachter. In other words, when the Eidim signed Shtar, so we presume that everything was done Kidasim. Perhaps the Absolites, perhaps the Akhaidim, perhaps the Akhtanim, perhaps the Amin, all kinds of Psoim, perhaps the Avishoim. The answer is, that's our faith, Maksim Ashtan Ashtar Kuzulbez. We presume that everything was done in Kibasim. So we may be here too, because if it meant that they just, did it, it was done in such a way that it is possible, so it's not Kibasim. So if it's possible to explain it, that it was done to Dasvi Gedin, so we take it for granted. On the basis of the Aloha, of Eid Maksum Ashtar, Nasek, Shachto, in Yusom, in Vest. This is the light of the English of Jire, Yecha Chashino, Shem Yechul Nikosu. So the more answers, the Tarsi says, Utamecho, why do you ask from this price? Ask from the Mishnah. Teacher of Maslis, Storchila Mudon Sui, Bamukhorim Shem. So all the Shem explain, Storchila Mudon means predated, you know, like predating the check. So let's say, so now the Shtar was put on our reason, and the date that was put on our reason is our goal. or Choptes Soma. So it was predated. But, and Ruach means it was written out of Nisi, and the day it is out of Bia. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. You see how Rashi, Shtorechei Van Gdomi, because he came to Amul, so he completely impacted the Kukat, the Akos of Shabbat to Bia. He can see on a clear out in Nisi, who posts up from the Mashem, the Amvinom is a Nesha, והמוכורים שבו איבן יומו און יבן יו וזו שכאילו מזמן הכוסף כך. So how, again, how does Rashi explain מוכורים? Not in the sentence, post-dated. Because Rashi is question. So what? Not simply post-dated. But in other words, Eivin came and said, we know that our voyage took place before. In other words, the star, the deity is our missing, and then even come and say the Alvoye to place Alvoda. But it wasn't given. In other words, the star was executed last week. But Alvoye took place a month before. Why does Rashi explain that way? All the other shape, without any exception, explain it simply. Muhor imposed it. Rashi doesn't explain that. Why? So I think, I didn't see it, anybody should say it, but I think that's the plain pshat in Rashi. Now, how he mentions, it's two shillas to sit out in, and it's a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rambam. The Chachomim were misaki. The Limonides does not require bishopkin. Why? The Limonides says, when Shalitino Gelen Bifila, with the Isaac require bishopkin. But, in Homo Misake, in the Kodesh Shalitino Gelen Bifila, that it shouldn't require bishopkin. So that means if there is no bishopkin. But suppose they've been testifying this in the Limonides, and they say, who they borrowed $1,000 in the Shalayim, and our Bnissi, one aide says, and our Bnissi, the other aide says, yes, he borrowed $1,000, but not our Bnissi, not our Bia. There is a question. So the Rambam says, in such a case, it's a clear advice. Chachon lo omen isakei, that if there is no Bishop, what's Bishop? The aim, the show, the mocking, the schmidt and so on. So, even if he doesn't say there's the aim, there's the show, and there's the schmidt and so on, so it's okay. There's the mocking, so on. So it's okay. But suppose there's a koshe, then there's a formula of the sacking of this stuff. There's the Rambam Shikun, the Rambam Yirun, and it's most of the shame. The Irish laws. The one who is telling the Rambam. The Sefer HaTrumis mentions the Machlekes two Shemes, and he says it's Machlekes primarily between the Rambam and the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, most the Shemim. So the Chachamim are only saying that if there is no Zman, no Mokim, if they even don't testify as to the Zman and the Mokim, so it's okay. But if there's a Koshe, whether the Akoshe is between one and the other, or the Akoshe consists in the fact that they said the Alvoye was now missing, and then it turned out that the Alvoye was now here, doesn't make any difference. If there is a Akoshe, then it's possible. Then, Homon Abisaki, in connection with the case of that. The Ramban Shikun is, even if there is a Akoshe. So, I think that Rashi agrees with the Shiva's Ram. Now, so, Rashi agrees with the Shiva's Ram. So, if there is a Koshe, so then, even the Rabbonim is not Koshe. So, maybe Rashi couldn't explain that Mohol means simply it was supposed to be. So, that means there is a Koshe. In other words, they executed the Shtar. And now you are there, and what day do they put in the star? All this. So there is a contradiction. So there's a kosher. So then it shouldn't be kosher. It shouldn't be kosher. Now you ask. So that's why Rashi explains it. Rashi explains it. And it applies it to a case where the avoya took place. The avoya took place. The shtar was executed and all of these. But the avoya took place and all. The avoya took place before. The avoya took place before. So then there is no caution. In other words, as Rashi says in another place, in Rosh Hashanah, that means that the Malveh was just there on the Shibut after all of this, even though the should have been a Shibut between all of the other and all of this, but he was Meir. Because otherwise, there is a Koshet. So then it's not Koshet. Now, and the Rashi agreed with the Rambam. Now the question arises, but the Rambam explains the Chol in simple, like all the Rishonim, it's a simple pose data. So, when the Rambam Shiki is, so Bishlam the Rambam are right. So if there is a Koshe, so it's Koshe. With Rambam, so it's a Rambam. The Rambam is there, a Koshe. So then, it's not Koshe. So why is the Chol in simple? So apparently, so what Chaim says, in connection to the Rambam, Chaim will discuss that, the Rambam... Why did that caution? In other words, the shtar was executed. I mean, in other words, it's mentioned a later date. So even the shtar was signed, and all of these, but the date, the alvole and the execution of the shtar was all of this, but the date mentioned in the shtar is all of the year. So there is no question. In other words, when somebody borrows money, so it's not he's bechuyeh for the moment when he borrows. He's bechuyeh the moment he borrows, he's bechuyeh the next day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, until he takes out the debt, so he's bechuyeh. What does the Shtar say? That S of Aleph B'yeah is bechuyeh. That's untrue. The fact is that he was bechuyeh S of Aleph B'yeah is no right. So, but that's not HaKosh. Yuhel is not considered HaKosh. But Rashi Shiti is that Yuhel is considered HaKosh. That's why Rashi explained it. Alright. So, now, Gemara says, Utamecho tikshor maslis ishtor akiram idon tsuri, vam chorim shirim, misal vayav yishor kirem yuchorim amai kshirim, Chorim, Amai, Kshiri, Holy Kashi, Dadivimini Kamri. So the moment the Bakshi says, no, this Kashi is stronger. Hol kash la dit ne kam na fil ya khol mis bishvite ve shtefu nishel in Israel ve le kol min ma shem lo khol ke smu ve na mishra hor ki shvi se ki shame tes ke shtarim. So the Maksha says, no, the kash is stronger from the vice. Why was one nish? What's the pshat nish? Why is the kash stronger? Monetary. If Prish is the same kash, just as strong, Prish of Tur is the Isa. So in the case of the Vaisa, it should be possible. And in the case of the Mishnah, it should be possible. Why is it a bigger kasha in the Vaisa than the Mishnah? Because the Vaisa discusses a case where the date of the Shtar is Shvidim. And who borrows money in Shvidim? Oh, and it's possible. But the average person doesn't borrow money in Shvidim. Doesn't borrow money. So what? What has to do with the requirement of Bishofkir? I think that Pshat, I didn't see that anybody should ask. But I think because the Gemara on the base says, Vachkotomach, either he did it very well way. Kam bidin rume, kam bidin rume. Kido Rishlokish. Rishlokish Romek, since I said, Rishlokish Romek, since I said, Yadei, okay, sir, kam bidin rume, kam bidin shemim. So that's the law, that even though the Chachomim are misakim, because of the inability to walk, then the nomine should not require Bishop Gere, but he, the best in the field, there is something fishy here. It doesn't smell like here. So then, they are the free of the leadership. So in other words, so this is the practice of the law. The kasha from the Brice is stronger than the Mishi. Because here, there is a suspicious circumstance. It doesn't put quite. It's halfway. Shmitty. All right. It's possible, mashkin, plausible, but it's not a usual thing. So maybe it's considered like dinavule. So for mashkin or not, that's not dinavule. Why is it suspicious? It's not suspicious at all. Maybe there was a mashkin, maybe there was a plausible. There are all kinds of ways to prevent the cancellation of the debt by shmi. So the verses become more impassioned. So, but anyway, all right. So the kasha from the vice is strong, but it's a kasha, stronger, not stronger. It's a kasha. So the more you declare it, Amar Reb Chanina, V'artei v'yachad min emom nezahad min foshel v'drishu v'tire, shenam nish padech et yelachem, ima kamom et min emom nezahad min drishu v'tire, kishol etzim et alek v'rov, v'tzim et delas v'tzim v'rov. I was told by the doctor not to do it, so I just want to mention the Reb Chaim more briefly. Now, Rambam Shite is the Shteres in Rambam. And the Rai says Shteres are not Rambam. Why? Because in PM, the women picks up. But Chachomim or Misakei, Shteres. So the Rambam is if our mitzvahs raises the question. If Shteres in Rambam, and the Rai says it's possible. Why? Because in PM picks up. So how can we give get? Gitten Dushna, can you think? Tremendous kasha. The Rambam, no one will think for a moment that the Rambam forgot that there is such a thing as a get, and Shtab Dushna, Shtab Shir. So Reb Chaim gives a very simple tarot. A very simple tarot. And the tarot Reb Chaim gives, I won't say it before my father, the Chaim Yevorechet, I thought that I discovered America. So I said to my father, the Messias of course. So my father smiled and said, yeah, please, I thought it's a Messias. Anyway, so Chaim gives the very simple tarot. The Messias in Sinan Chofres and in Sinan on the Gimel, on the Dalet, gives the same tarot. The same tarot. Oh, I thought Chaim has certain things that the Messias doesn't mention. But anyway, so what Chaim the Messias says is, what does the Ramban do with the question of Pirus Bishalo? So the Ramban says explicitly, there are two alohas. There is one aloha of the Pirus Bishalo. In other words, if two Eidim sent me a letter to Bezdin that they saw that Chuve borrowed $1,000 from Shimon and Alav Nisim in Yerushalayim, so Bezdin cannot admit it because we Pirus Bishalo. And then there is a Gzeres HaKosher for Ketores. It's a Pasuk Yirmiyeh. Kosoy v'Seifah v'Chaseyah. So in other words, that means that Ketores constitutes an exception to the general principle of Klipah. And people who suddenly apply to everybody this, except initial Shtah. So then the question arises, so that everybody picks up on the Kansel Shtah. So there is a distinction between Mipiksovon and Shtar. What is Shtar and what is Mipiksovon? Shtar is when it's nothing but some sky. In other words, Rubin Bau, Bau's from Shimon, Rubin Hai, Sky. So Rubin says to Levi, you sign me Shtar that I owe $1,000 to Shimon. But suppose Eden saw how Rubin borrowed $1,000 from Shimon, then he wrote the Shtar without being instructed by the Messiah, then it's not a Shtar, then it's the Shtar. This is the Rambam stands. So the Rambam also agrees with the Tariz, the Shtar is not the Messiah. But the Rambam Shittim is that on the Reisel alone, there is another characteristic of Shtar. Besides nothing that comes down, it has to affect Knyon. Like you get, so you change the status of the woman. She's a married woman, now she becomes a divorced woman. Shtashir. He changes the status of the Eved. He was an Eved, now he is even Chayel, Dushi. She was a Pnuyeh, now she's married, she's relationship to a certain person. Or Shtamatone, Shtamachir. So the ownership to the field changed. From within the Shimon, so you can't skion that Shtar. But when it's Shtar Voy, it's only the right boundary, then it's not Shtar. In the whole time, it comes down. The Ramban Shikri is that there is Chalons Din Shtar, and there is no right with the eyes. The Ramban Shikri is with the eyes said there is no Chalons Din Shtar if it doesn't affect the man. So maybe there is no Kashi. And if you wish in Shtar Shikri, Shtar Matone, Shtar Mufir, the Shtar Kinyan, in the Pasuk Yirmiyeh, has reference to Shtar Mechile, the Shtar Kinyan. But Shtar Avoyeh, that is a Rai Ba'omeh. So in Chaname, that's only the Rabbon. The Nesiva says the same thing. The Nesiva says the same thing. Oh, so good.
Shoot Beis and Sanhedrin. Rosh Shiva, Yud Beis Adar Aleph Etov Shem Dal, February 15, 1984, on Wednesday.
We go over the text of Gemara. Gemara is the Kashe. Is all light of the Shiva. You hold him a mighty. You hold him a mighty. So Gemara is the text. Omer Chaniye. והפירו יחד עם המונמנט ויחד עם פושס וגרישות של נאמר מי שפתח את ביהו אחר ומפעמון הוא במונמנט שגינו גרישות כדי שנמצאו דוד בגרור so the tenet of Gmore is that when Gmore says יחד עם המונמנט ואחד עם מישה says יחד עם המונמנט ויחד עם פושס וגרישות שירה שמישה דיסקוסים בהלוכת I mean the ice level. The ice level, so in the moment requires bishop here. But in the Rabbanon, so in the moment do not require bishop here. Special takon. Because shall we feel done more? So Rashi says, Amarapanu must listen to the ice. Come at the camp. Mishnah is expressive of the being prior to the takon. And I said the Rabbanon. What's on the council? Right. So the Kashi Elinato So Rashi explains it. Elinato told Yishalmu. Told Bezin in the moment when Yishalmu. He deal with Yishavkes who weekly Shilachke have a Vatkal and Yitzel Yalko. Rashi explains in Moras Kashi in very strange way. The Ram is no doubt the same in exponent difference. So, but according to Rashi, Kashi is more in view of the fact that you said, that in the eyes of Rishon is required. So why do we say that if he dies, he makes a mistake in the judgment? So then he's responsible, he has to pay. Why should he pay? Did he pay? So what's the catch? Why should he pay? Made a mistake. So he has to pay. Why should he pay? What does it do with the question of Rishon Hakeres being required to rise or not? So Rashi says, told Bedin the Momenes, Lehi Shalma, the Yuri Shabkis, the Yuri Shilach Kea, had a rough on Mitzvah of the Torah. In other words, seems in the eyes Rishon Hakeres required, so Mele, the Chachamim should say, told Lehi Shalma, because he got work and he told Lehi Shalma, so there, he will not feel inhibited. The dying will not feel inhibited. So melee, it will reduce his tousi to nil. In other words, when a person is afraid, Dan is not at his best. They're afraid, I know myself. Let's say when it's icy, I'm low. So I'm afraid, lest I'll fall. So I walk very, very slow. If I'm not afraid, if I hadn't been afraid, I would walk much faster without a cape. But if I'm afraid, if I labor on the impact of fear, so I cannot do my best. I cannot do my best. So Mele Rashi explains it, since he said that the ice is required, so Mele the Chachamim should say, To lo yishal. So then he has nothing to be afraid of, although he loves to be afraid of making a mistake. He won't have to pay anyway. So Mele will not be labeling on the defect of fear, so he will be. So in other words, he's able to exercise his intellectual capacity to a higher degree. But what does it do with Rishon Hakeres being in the rice and Rishon Hakeres not in the rice? So the Rana is the cash. Alright? You want that Chachamim should be misake, that the dying shouldn't be responsible. Because if he's responsible, he's laboring under the impact of fear, and that inhibits him intellectually, emotionally, everywhere, fine. So you can ask that kasha anyway. What bearing does the requirement of Rishon Hakeres have upon the question of being responsible or not being responsible? So Mele the Ran and all the other rishis, explain the Gemara differently than Rashi. Otherwise, the Gemara says as follows. Since you say, the Gemara is asking this kasha, since you say that the Rai said the Momnes require Rishon Hakeres, and why the Chachamim is sad? He doesn't require, in order, it should be between the Rav and the Rav. So, some Melech, for the same reason, they should be misaken, that if the guy makes a mistake in his sad being, he should not be responsible. Because if he is responsible, so many a potential Dayan will be deterred from sitting in Bezin. Why should he sit in Bezin? And then he's assuming responsibility. After all, no human being is important. So every Dayan, no matter how great he is, so he knows that there is a possibility of making a mistake. Why? No, the Godel couldn't make a mistake. Could also make a mistake. So the Mele, he'll hesitate to sit in the So Nora said, why? Because many potential Dayan will refrain from seeing him. Because Maulu Torah Zezes, Maulu the Tenets, no. But in our work will be the Torah, we shall know. Never mind about the potential Dayanim. Dayanim will always get. But how about the potential Maulu? So many potential Maulu, so will we hesitate to lend money to the other fellow, because why should we lend money to the other fellow? Then he will not pay the debt, and according to the Torah, so the Dayan will not concentrate and make a mistake, and he will not be very responsible. So why should he take a risk? Sandikan, this is how the Ram explains. And all the Shayin explains it, but Rashi explains it differently. Rashi says, Ya'umato, Tov lo yishalm. Tov bezit in the moment is lo yishalm. Yidil me yishav kislu. Yidil me yishvil ach keya. Have a rav kal and mil se vi lo yavito. Since you say that Trish Nivarai said Bishop Jesus is required, but Chachom Mom Yisaki now, So the melee that happened, you would the Chacham should say totally Yishalom, because then it will reduce the possibility of mistake to minimum. If the Alacha would be a Yishalom, what did it do? Our money shackle. We can understand it. That if the Alacha would be is not responsible, so then they'll not be inhibited. So if a person is not afraid, then he does better. When somebody takes it home and if he's afraid, he'll not do well. But if he's sure that he'll do well, then he'll do better. So Gemara could have that cash anyway, whether Bishach Kire is Nidaralise or Bishach Kire is not Nidaralise. And then a choice can be in any area, I mean, but only in Yom Bishach Kire there is a possibility of a choice. So what the Shaykh is, I mean, it's so strange as a child. There's a Rans cash against us. Now, so what is the Pshat Rashi? Now, there is a very strange Pshat. There is very strange Pshat. Last week I mentioned the 2 days that the Sita Tumo in Chel Dawah, Sima Chetes mentioned, it's actually in Machlekes between Rambam and Rambam, and the Chai mentions that Machlekes. In other words, Chachom Yom Sakin, the Mimones does not require Bishop. The question is, so that is, if he doesn't mention the Bishop, he doesn't say there's a name, there's a show, there's a mom. But suppose there's a Koshi. He says that I'm way to place Yerushalayim, and then it turns out that it took place in Mitzrayim, not in Yerushalayim. Or he says that I'm way to place on the first of Nisim, and it turns out that it took place on the second of Nisim, a Koshi. So then the Rambam says, even if there is a Koshi, so, in the Rabbanon, it's your. Because it's the Gulogos, the Rabbanon is saying that even if there is a caution, it should be good. Because in Keynes, you know, many, Rambam says, many people are not so exact to remember every detail. How many people have that sense of remembering every little detail? So you see, Rulay, when she made $1,000, you remember that thing. But remember what day, what place, what hour, I mean, that requires a special memory. So in melee, if a koshe would invalidate this, so then there would still be no doubt. So because of that, the Chacham Yom Sakin, even if there is a koshe, but the Rambam says the contrary. Because Chacham was only that they would say in Yedea, so then it's good. But if there is a koshe, then it's good. And most ashamed agree that I'm nothing. Nothing. But even the Rambam is made, Rambam in the Yiddish, in Sanhedrin, so says the Rambam, they all say the same thing, that neither of one of them, if best next day, do you remember a black hour? Who they went to $1,000 and they said, we don't remember. We don't even remember the day. We remember it was that week. It was partial by each. So it's good if they say any day. So the Rambam says so, and the Miel says so. But there is a very strange shot. The similar one, he moved, see the design, it's a very long shot. You should go over the whole shot because it's a basic shot. Now the shot says that if there's even the Rabban, after the Tachon is Chachon of the King of the Elf and Rabban, if there's an S-Kaini, tell me there is a Yehli without waiting for it. There is a Mokin without waiting for it. And they will say, we don't remember. We don't remember. We have to remember too many things. We don't remember in what place, whether it was Yerushalayim, the Rabbi, the Chaifer. We don't remember. In what place, but we don't remember in which place. So then the Yiddish is what we do with our own. So what? What will happen in Sakin? So how many Sakin? The person doesn't have to ask them. And the person can assume safely, take it for granted. Then they know they hear the Yishol is a mock. But if Bezin, so neither I say, if Bezin didn't ask, even though Rabbi Shmuel is Galut, we know we didn't enjoy the Mokain, but we didn't spell it out in the course of the Abode, so they received both. The Rabbanon, if Bezin didn't ask, so we presume, we take it for granted that we know, Mimele, the Eidus is good, the Rabbanon. But if Bezin did ask them, and they said we don't know, then the Eidus is proper, because it's an Eidus she had Yochalazim. Then he says, now the Rechamon, the Achimation, on the tour, the Achimation, the Sinan Lamed Gimel mentions in the name of the Pietzer, and other Rishayim, and the Rambam, that the Halacha of Pietzer Shiat Yochalazim applies only to the Dinu Toshis, but doesn't apply to the Mones. The Rambam says it explicitly. As far as the Yezid is concerned, all right, the Shach argues with the Akhmation Ramon. He said the Yezid Shite that Ilishat of Azimah applies only to the Hoshes, not to the Mormons. But the Rambam says so explicitly, even though the Shach says the Rambam is also meaning, but the Rambam said it explicitly. I don't know how the Shach can say it. The Rambam? The Rambam in the Beis Mishnah says Shira Nefesh. Halacha says Tzimur and Sanhedrin. Odom Tchive Shehora Ayes Hanefesh Nehara Shenema Udiyar Tzorom Nefugah Vuhu Shiyari Bishni Beis Abu Bishni Eini Potter Shemo Pirigveis Yuchatzitzia Bishnah Nefesh Halacha says Shemo Abu Bishni Eini Potter Shemo Yosumu in Hutmain Rogin, Sharizomu al Arik Pater, the Homeda Shemuola Zome in the Edes beginning of Pashas. But the Ram beginning of Pashas, and the Ram didn't say one extra word with a big dike. That means only the Pashas there's a Tawah. And the new moment is not. And this is what the Dakination says in Simen, Sharizomu. Hostess, Vinire, now you. Maybe it's similar to that, all right. Vinire, the Apostle Rabbi in the Foshis, you should have a Yiddish at Yochel Azimo, to be easy to the Kamu Machis. Abo, the moment is, they don't sleep the Yiddish at Yochel Azimo, we should also have to be easy. Pills, a bit of a damn free for Yochel Azimo. The question is whether Treif is kosher oil. So there is one washing thesis that Treif is not kosher oil. Why? Because it's an Elish at Yochlazim. So he says, so that's only for the Treif cannot be made. But in the moment there is no aloche of Elish at Yochlazim. And the Shah is Chalik and says, of course there is a din of Eidish Yat Yochel Azimo, of Eidish Yat Yochel Azimo by the Gemara, because it's the Gemara Mifreshes in Sanhedrin that the Gemara from the Beis turned to the Gemara that the Gemara from the Beis. The 21st line from the end of the Omer in the Malavon page. So the Gemara says there, Omer Hokash, the Chires, the Gemara is the Kashi. Why do we say there is Chires and there is Tikis? what suggests in the end in the show is Mote, in the Shmite. That suggests what is the case. Does he testify that one person killed a human being? So they ask him that the Tzeach was dressed in white clothes or in black clothes. In the tail of things. So important. So that's this. Now, if they've been saying they are in respect of Jerez, beginning with the Shabbat walking, they are talking about the Hoshes. But he cares only the Zach Hosh. If they even say that he was dressed in black clothes, and it turns out that he was dressed in white clothes, so one of them says he was dressed in white clothes, and the other one says no, he was dressed in black clothes, then it's gone. But if they say in Yedea, so in the case, it's kosher. So the Gemara has the kasha. Maishner, Chiles, Maishner, Kicks. Why is it so? Omalei Hokash. Ich Chiles, Omalei Hokash, in Yedea, it is some Pteilo. The Havlei Dish, Yad Yochla Zimo. Dike, Omalei Hokash, in Yedea, it is some Kayemes. Eidon, Shad Yochla Zimo. So the Gemara says so many words. But the reason as to why in Yedea and Chiles, is both of it's because of Eidish at Yochlazimo. And the Gemara says in Teresh that in the Raise, the Momnes also require Bishop Teresh. That means that there's a Kosovo, the Rashta, the Hakarat, or Eidi, applies to the Momnes in the Raise, just as it applies to the Toshet. So, Mele, it means, and the Gemara says here that in our common days, that the whole reason is why Rishis of Kiretz is required, because without Rishis of Kiretz, it's an English of Yochazim. Alright, that's fine, that brings them. But Gemara, that's only one side of the coin. But how about the other side of the coin? When Gemara said the Chachamim Mo Misakim, that the Gemaraeans do not require Rishis of Kiretz, because she will feel very wrong. So why does the Shach say that even after the Knes Chachamim, everything is wrong? There's the BS. And they said that only they are, so then even the Rabbanu level they see. So that's kind of the one. So one thing is mentioned on the surface, mentioned. In other words, that the reasons why the issues of tears are required because without issues of tears, it's an issue of your husband. But the other part, that even the Rabbanu, if they say any idea, so then this is brought to him at the Rabbanu level. That is difficult. The Gemara says that the Chachamim were misakim, that it does require the Shach. So what's the Pshat Mishach? So the Pshat Mishach is as follows. The Shach says that the Hakonis Chachamim was only the Bezdin is not Mechuyat the Eskri. But the Bezdin does it. And they say, any idea, so then even the Rabbanu is brought. So what they do with the Tachonis Chachonim? The Tachonis Chachonim is that if Bezdin didn't test, then we can assume that they didn't know something. So what effect is the fact that they didn't know they don't testify in Bezdin? But we are interested in the knowledge. I mean, we can know all the things in the world. I mean, but if we don't spell it out, so of what use is it to us? He goes, I mean, it doesn't make sense. Now, what's the pshat in the shah? Now, the Yehude, in Shalos Yitzchus, in the Yehude, in the Ezra, seeing my day, he is straight on the shah, he says the shah doesn't make sense. And the Tumim is also straight on the shah. All right. And then, the Bishop Arim considers the big mitzvah to be matzi of the shah from the text. By the place of Poitsi, by the Tumi, and by the Yehu. So he says that the Shach is not. But anyway, what's the Pshat in the Shach? And of what avail is that Hakonesh? We don't attest, because we assume that they know. So what do we gain from the fact that they know if they didn't mention it in the Agol? So we all can know everything in the world. But if they didn't mention that way, well, what the veil is it? So I think that the Pshat in the Shach is as follows. And I think that Rashi's Shita can be explained in accordance with the Shakti. Of course, all the other Rishonim explained it more dramatically, you shall know like the Rav. But Rashi can be explained in accordance with the Shakti. In other words, let's say I'm in the Israel. So, before the Chachom in the Sakhi, the moment is supposed to require the Shakti. So then it meant that without the Shakti, the Eides is invalid. Is invalid. And Eides has to be Dorosh Lechokho. And if the Eides is not Dorosh Lechokho, the testimony is invalid. Invalid, that's in the first. It's invalid. Then, the Dorosh Lechokho is intercessive. Incumbent on this, let's say, if present, let's say, by the Poshas, will not be there to think of the evening, they will be bothering the success, the same way as a Jew, when he doesn't put on the film, he will be bothering the success. If present, will accept Hades, let's say, in the Poshas. And if it's not Dorosh Lechokho, will not be there to take care, so then they will be bothering the success. So the Shachshit is Chachomim were only Misakim. Chachomim were only Misakim. Were aching the mitzvah of Dorash Lechakarto in the moments. Yes, here we are Chachomim like a don't not here. You should all buy it. So you don't even have to resort to effort of Nefka. Because as far as the mitzvah is concerned, so just as the Chachomim had the Kiyak to the Ikea, the mitzvah of Sheikha, the mitzvah of Ruel, when it was Shomim on Shabbos, or Sukkot and Shabbos, so in the same way, the way came up by the moment, the mitzvah of the Rashi and Chacham. But then, there is another one. There is a locher of Yiddish Yad Yocher Azim. Roshman. Why do we say that the Yiddish Yad Yocher Azim is Roshman? Why do we say that? So the Shakshit is that the whole halacha of Yiddish Yad-Yocher HaZim, Rosh Meides is implicit in the possibility of the Dorash of HaKalpei. Because the more that Maruf says, and the more less, Maishnech Jires, Omar and Yidea Yusuf Tilo, Maishnech Vikes, Omar and Yidea Yideison, Hayemes, so the more less said that Maruf on the day. Omar Aso, he says, so he says, Eides is up there. So Gemara says the plain pshat of the Gemara is that that's the pshat in the Rashi of HaKarta. Why is the Eidus no Eidus if Bezdin was not the Eidus of HaKarta? The Bezdin did not cross-examine the Eidus with any kind of question. Why is it not? Because it's an Eidus of Yehoazim. So the Zerosakosu of Eidus of Yehoazim Rashma Eidus is implicit in the Zerosakosu of Vidorash of HaKarta. Pesach Simakim and the first mission says now there the first mission matters. Kids are eating as in the name. The eating on the beach plane, you should be pushing their food. So, amen. When you also said they push, you know, to talk to a late cowboy. The eating on the beach plane, you should hire a new lady. The name of the top of the late cowboy. He says that the Kasha take even the moon's moon and not something for sure. So, in King Gambishaloyu's moon, if you also appear in the Bushel, the Hoka will emit, but my other lady, she had Yoch Lazimo, Vain Zayas. So it's interesting. The Mir and Marcus is the same Kasha, he says, and then they the Mir in the parents, that the whole Aloha of Yiddish Yad Yocher HaZimo is limited only to the Nefoshes. It doesn't apply to the Nefoshes. But he says, it's Chilta Meir. The Meir apparently agrees with the Rambam. The Meir apparently agrees with the Rambam. So Tehi says the Kashi. So, whenever Eden testified that a certain person is the Musho or the Musho, so you come to follow. We accept the Eden. Why do we accept the Eden? Since David, in the case of Azome, will not become flowing Tachton, so Mele, we should not even accept the Eidus. So Tesis gives several points. Yesh ima akim delekin harik asher gomot. Now the shaker of Yochanan. So one cannot say, it didn't yell at him because he gets malchus. So the kasher zomar is fulfilled through malchus, not through becoming a food soul. Ibn Gushma. Alright. Then, because he did my come up in the baking, that in our war, so you in the third of the thing, you in the third of the thing, you know, by the one who Paris, you know, my coma, and you come up in the baking. You should not hold something, you should bring a high one, some is on lines and nephews, and kind of as a little monkeys. The way you exceed nephews in every galaxy, you know, horses. You know, horses, you know, horses, you know, monkeys. I would hope that you can even show me the push of the so let it come out the only team shall walk or hush of shack raise it about it. They need shlima, this one. And it's a big direct. They need shlima, the baby is the push of the so we have shino cloud that we have lost. You may have a knock on the name of the Vazimo, the Kasha Zoma, so Tesis says that the business why Elish Vazimo Ashmaides is gets reduced from the power share of Kasha. Kashozoman, not from the parasha of the Rashi Hakal. Rashi Hakal is the beginning of Sheikhi. The Basma Kashozoman is the end of Tiseitze, or is the end of Sheikhi. The end of Sheikhi. So this says, Gabriel is the Bush of Utso, the Hashinu Kaal, but Yahweh Azimo, in the Hirchanatko in the Nation of Yahweh Azimo, the Hashozoman. Well, Muha Bimore, the Hashozoman, we meet up with Gabriel is the Bush of the Kuli Kaal of Lady from such a day. Aber Hossom, da bin Aram Rosso, weil er kann schon so man können mal. So this is Maki says, in the Zakosu Kriwisho, Lot Vazimo, Lashmo Yeres, is increasing in the power share of Asisna Kisho Masa. That's what it is. What did it say? It's not a question, but it's not a problem. All the things it says, then, but the Shach says no. Because the Zakosu Kriwisho, Lot Vazimo, Lashmo Yeres, is increasing in the power share of the Rashmo Hakat. And the Pashas was not more than ever that now is why the Shah. Now, Rashi will come and say something else. Rashi will come and say this. Hey. Rashi will come and say, hey, I'm not going to go with the whole Gemara, because that's not important, I'll just read their flash. The seventh line from the end of the Rashi. How many little have the Hichadam, the Dam, the Yadino, the Shah? We can name a law, have we stopped it? You know, this is sadly, is new. Probably this is show him or no, you said, they in Chakon name, Rashi mentioned something with his Latin Zelsakos. There is no Zelsakos. Rashi doesn't mention the Rashi of the Kalto, he doesn't mention, like this in Makis, the Parashah of Asisna Kisho Zomar. Rashi mentions his word. In other words, the average person cannot be trusted. You know, there is such a thing as human failure. And the average person can be suspected of testifying falsely. But he has to be afraid in order to be deterred from testifying falsely. So what is the fear that deters it from testifying to it? So that is the fact that in case he does testify falsely, so it's very likely that Edim, another Katedim will be Mazumi, and then he'll get a very severe punishment. So the fear of being miserable and being punished in a very severe way deters him from testifying falsely. But if he doesn't say this in the show, then he is not even afraid of. He can say whatever he wants. He can say that we need to have Shabbos, we need to have a daughter, we need to do this, we need to do that. Who will be spoiled? Some male. So what your life? I mean, you can't rely on the integrity of the religion. You can't? So, according to Rashi, the reason, it's a very strange Rashi, the reason as to why it is yet a Hazim Lakhma it is because there is a Shoshin in the Shaq. Even though he's not a Roshin, but he is still a Shoshin in the Shaq. He's not a Roshin. Maybe he'll become a Roshin. Because of temptation, he'll become a Roshin. That will be the first time he testifies. But if you said that the Indies are sure, then there is no such thing, because no one wants to become a priest. So the possibility of being a priest will deter him from testifying. So it seems that according to according to the Shah, so there are two alochas of the Shah Yochanan. One aloha of Isha Yochanan Zimo is based upon Rashi's stuff in the Kamada Panel, because of the Shah Yochanan. Every person has to have a certain guarantee that will assure us that he is not going to testify falsely, out of fear, for his own good. So in other words, so if he stays at the house, the more he has not to be afraid of. He has to have a fear that will deter him. That's one reason. Then there is another reason. Then there is another aloha of the Dorashto of the Talpi. So the aloha of the Dorashto, the Dorashto of the Talpi, he says two things. Number one, that there is an intercessor incumbent upon this. And number two, that if he doesn't, if it's an Indeshiyat Yochanan Zimo, so then the Indes is born. The Indes is born. Some male the Chachomim, so according to the Shah, the Chachomim were Misaki. Two things. First of all, they were Ike, Yishev Al Taise, the intercessor that is incumbent upon Bezin. Incumbent upon Bezin to be the Eshav Ike. So the Chachomim said, the Bezni is not Mechuyeh. The Yorik and Mitzvah, the same way as the Yorik, the Mitzvah of Sheik or Ruhe, when Rosh Hashanah or Sukkah is Sivan Yorik and Mitzvah. And then they were also Mitzvah Hefka Bezni Hefka, the Yomisake, and the Tidin Dome of the Raisi, and the Ides that is not Gusha or Kiro, that is an Idish Yat Yochel Azimah. So then, is provoked, that's the Gemore, in Sanhedrin, like in all of the days, but with the Rabbonon, it's all right. Mashiach came, the dean of Eish HaKal Zimo that is based upon the story of Rosh Hashanah Mishakeya, that the Chachomim were not there. The Torah is based upon the story of Rosh Hashanah Mishakeya. Why should the Chachomim be Mishakeya? That even though there is Rosh Hashanah Mishakeya, he should still be Nemo? If it's a question of Eish HaKal Zimo, all right, so it's a Hekka. How many more eight of them? But if it's based upon Slore, because of the social Mishakeya, so then the Chachamim are not there. The Chachamim don't want the Bezdin should admit in this that is not certainly true, that might be false. Oh, but, so in other words, so there are two alohas of the Elisha Chavazim. One is the Slore, because of Shoshin Mishakeh. And the other one is Itzel Sakosov, or the Rashi of the Kalpe. Chachamim only came here. The Din of Yishakar Zimo, the Pinsi, and Itzel Sakosov. But the Din of Yishakar Zimo that is implicit in the story because he has nothing to be afraid of, then the Chachamim or nothing. Now, what does that mean? Suppose they didn't know this game in the shop. They know there is a Yehim Deir Isha. Some Mele, so then, even after the Chachamim and Misaki, that the Mones do not require, the Shekh Kirei Tomei means, Bezdin is not necessary. By the Mufoshet, so you, in Bezdin needs to press all these
Shir of the Rosh Hashiva and Sanhedrin, Hey Adar Etov Shimon Dalad, February 8th, 1984 on Wednesday.
Yeah, questions. So, Mishnah says that the requirement of Tishrei Chirei applies to the Nomines just as it applies to the Nefashis. Mabu the Nomines and the Nefashis. So, a number of differences between the Nomines and the Nefashis. The Nomines, the Shreisha. The Nefashis, the Eskim Shreisha. So, the Nomines requires only three, and the Nefashis requires Eskim Shreisha. The Nomines pays him daily schools. Now, whenever Sanhedrin has to be done in person, so there are 2 million. 1 million is, when I say million, I don't mean million like in the sense of 10 people to down the team. Million means when everybody expresses his opinion and the vote is taken, if I'm allowed to use that expression. So, it's first, there is a shackle tie by the Sanhedrin. Now let's say somebody is Bechal Shabbos. Was Bechal Shabbos and the Ibn Rocher of Kib. So it's Mokosh and Tzachal Gufo. So first the Sanhedrin have to discuss whether Mokosh and Tzachal Gufo is Chayev or Potter. So that discussion is a discussion like Yisrael Heta. It has nothing to do with that person, whether that person is guilty or not guilty. The Shaylet and the theoretical idea. So some of the members of the Sanhedrin say, we pass like Rav Shimon, let's say, and some will say, no, we pass like